Hello and welcome to the Zero to Finals podcast. My name is Tom, and in this episode, I'm going to be talking to you about scabies. And you can find written notes on this topic at zerotofinals.com/scabies or in the dermatology section of the Zero to Finals pediatrics book. So let's get straight into it. Scabies are tiny mites called Sarcoptes scabii that burrow under the skin, causing infection and intense itching. They lay eggs in the skin, which lead to further infection and further symptoms. It can take up to 8 weeks for any symptoms or rash to appear after the initial infestation with scabies. So how does it present? Scabies presents with incredibly itchy, small red spots, possibly with track marks where the mites have burrowed under the skin. The classic location of the rash is between the finger webs, but it can spread to the whole body or appear anywhere. A Tom tip for you, scabies is more common than you may think. When someone presents with an itchy rash, ask whether they live with anyone who has had a similar rash and check between their finger webs for little red dots and track marks that may indicate scabies. So what's the management of scabies? Treatment is with permethrin cream, and this needs to be applied to the whole body, completely covering the skin. It's best to do this when the skin is cool, for example, not after a hot bath or shower, so that a layer of cream remains on top of the skin and does not get absorbed. The cream should be left on for 8 to 12 hours and then washed off. This should be repeated a week later to kill any eggs that survived the first treatment and have now hatched. Oral ivermectin as a single dose that can be repeated a week later is an option for difficult to treat or crusted scabies. Scabies is contagious to all household and close contacts. When a person is diagnosed, all household and close contacts should be also treated in a similar way, even if they're asymptomatic. This is because they may be infected and not yet have symptoms. All clothes, bedclothes, towels, and other materials in contact with the scabies need to be washed on a hot wash to destroy the mites. Thorough hoovering of carpets and furniture is also essential. Itching can continue up to 4 weeks after successful treatment. Crotamethan cream can be applied to help with the itching, and chloramphenamine, which is a sedating antihistamine, can be helpful at night time if the itching is disturbing sleep. Finally, let's talk about crusted scabies. Crusted scabies is also known as Norwegian scabies. It's a serious infestation with scabies in a patient that is immunocompromised. These patients may have over 1 million mites on their skin, and they're extremely contagious. Rather than individual spots and burrows that you might find in a typical scabies infection, patients with crusted scabies have patches of red skin that turn into scaly plaques, and these can be misdiagnosed as psoriasis. Immunocompromised patients may not have an itch, as they do not mount an immune response to the infestation. Patients with crusted scabies need admission for treatment as an inpatient with oral ivermectin and isolation. Thanks for listening to this episode on scabies. As always, a big thank you to Harry Watchman for perfectly editing the podcast. You can find written notes on all the podcast topics in the Zero to Finals books available on Amazon and full audiobook versions of the books available on Audible. You can also find all the notes as well as videos, illustrations and questions on the Zero to Finals website at zerotofinals.com. And I hope you join me for the next episode where we'll talk about head lice.